Hey, what's up, y'all? Coming at you here today in Austin, Texas. The blistering cold, 52 degrees in Austin, Texas on this, December 5th, 2017. Welcome to another edition of Knucklehead Podcast. Listen, today we're going to talk about goal setting. Okay, goal setting. Again, Instagram, a Knucklehead. Facebook, Unofficial Knucklehead. SoundCloud, Knucklehead Podcast. Listen, what we're going to do, we're going to do a couple things. We're going to talk about a situation and a circumstance where, you know what, I could have used some goals to help me develop some framework around being a little bit more successful. Then we're going to talk about somebody who actually did a good job of doing that, of setting some goals and achieving that level of success. And then third, we're going to talk about the net effect of what happens when you don't set goals, okay? So walk back with me, here in time just a sec, guys, right? So military guy, former college football player, high school athlete, you name it. And one of the things that, that I didn't do. So listen, I was fortunate enough to be able to play college football. I was really, really excited about being part of a team. I loved being part of a team in the military, loved being part of a team whenever I was playing sports in high school. So what I wanted to do is I actually wanted to play college football because I actually thought that I could do it professionally. Roommate my freshman year of college went on, and he's still playing professionally right now. A lot of guys that I played with in college went on to play professionally, and not all of them started in the same capacity, right? Some of them were scholarship athletes, some of them were walk-on athletes. For those of you who don't know, walk-on is you have the ability to be allowed to be part of the football team and practice and earn a scholarship later on, depending upon your performance. Whereas scholarship athletes, you're allotted a certain amount of scholarship money to give away, that those athletes have the ability to earn onto the football team prior to attending that college, and those colleges want them to be a representative of the university. So, what does that mean? Well, I played football at the University of Nebraska, right? And I'm really excited about kind of the changes that they've made here recently within their coaching program, with their coaching search. And the reason why I wanted to hover over this story is because when I was coming out of high school, I was a pretty good football player, right? There was a lot of guys on my team who were really, really good. One of my roommate in high school, he was probably a better defensive player than a lot of guys, and he had like one ACL, right? So he had a lot of incredible talent, had some injuries that he had to deal with, right? So I say all that to say that I was afforded the opportunity to go on and play college football, but I never set a goal to actually be on the field. Can you believe that? Right, my brothers played college football, they made the field. My dad played professional baseball, he pitched in their single A team. You know, it was weird that my standard for success was to just be part of the team instead of to actually be a performer on the team, right? So what does setting goals have to do with being a knucklehead? Well, I was a knucklehead. I had a lot of fun when I was in school. I had a lot of fun doing a lot of football-related things, right? So my challenge was I didn't set a goal of walking inside that locker room and saying that locker is mine. That position on the field is mine. One of the reasons why is when I first got to Nebraska, I told some guys who were there that I was gonna, hey, listen, you need to find a new position because that's gonna be my position. That didn't go over so well. There's no need for you to have to go announce your performance. You can do it inside your head, and you can do it on a sheet of paper, and you can, you know, tell your mentor about it. But that was a knucklehead thing that I did. Somebody else who, and I walked onto the program, right? I should have set a goal of saying, you know what? I need to believe, first of all, that I'm capable of doing this. There's so many guys who came before me. They've done it. What makes me any different? Of course I can do that, but I didn't. So I never got on the field. Contrast that with somebody who worked just as hard, if not harder, than I did. I think he's a firefighter now, right? He set some goals. Troy, he set some goals to be on the field. And he did. He earned the opportunity to have a scholarship, but he didn't start his football career at Nebraska that way. He earned his way on the field. And you know what? He was always leading the charge with what he needed to do. He was always leading the charge with voluntary workouts. He was always leading the charge with his attitude. He was always leading the charge with his embracing how difficult things would be. And that's why he went on to become a success. He hit his goal of being on the football field, catching touchdown passes, blocking for guys who ended up winning the Heisman Trophy, catching passes from that guy. Troy Hasselbrook is his name, by the way. Incredible guy. I haven't talked to him in years, but I just remember how dedicated and focused that guy was. Okay. Last thing is third. What does the net effect of you not setting goals do? Well, first of all, you'll never be let down. The second thing that it'll actually do is you'll never know what your true potential is. You'll never actually even know the discipline associated with setting that goal. The fact that you can, in your mind, think through a set of circumstances and say, what is my goal that I'm looking to accomplish here? What am I trying to get done? What can I get done that I have a difficult time seeing right now that I need to go put myself in an environment where other people have done it? And so I need to kind of learn from them. You'll never be able to do that if you don't set goals. You'll never be able to accomplish anything. You'll never be able to lead somebody adequately if you don't set goals and then walk through step by step on how you were able to get that accomplished. So my challenge to you this holiday season is to go find somebody who's been there, done that, right? Go find somebody who's been able to accomplish something and that you're interested in. Set some goals, set some small ones, and then accomplish them. Get you some wins, okay? Get some wins. We're going to hashtag get some wins. That's what we're going to do. So thanks for joining us today, guys. Had a great conversation with a few guys earlier today. And excited about what's to come here. So, as a military veteran, as a former college football player, guys, what I'm going to suggest that you do is, even if you don't come from that background, that you understand that there's common denominators between all of those people with life experiences. You being a military veteran, or you being a former college football player, or you being a high performer now, how are you helping others? How are you going to market trying to make a difference? How are you in fact being different? How are you in fact actually adding value? So my suggestion to you, or my challenge to you at this point, would be, if you know somebody who's come from a similar background or comes from a similar set of circumstances, go out there and share this with them. Go out there and share some goal-setting conversations. Go out there and talk with them about what they did to make it happen. Go out there and talk to them about discipline. Go out there and talk to them about what happens when you don't have discipline. Go out there and talk to them about, you know, things that you struggle with. You know, that's my encouragement to you. And if you're not willing to talk about it, if you're willing to just participate in the world of filters, if you're wanting to just, you're willing to go out there and not have honest conversations with your friends or with anybody, what ends up happening is you'll be isolated, and in the end, you'll be alone, and then potentially you may not even be around anymore. So too many veterans do that. Too many veterans resort back to that comfort zone of being isolated, and don't let it happen. So if you see yourself kind of falling into that, or if you see somebody close to you, talk about it. All right, guys. Appreciate you. Again, SoundCloud, we are Knucklehead Podcast. Instagram, we are Knucklehead Podcast. We are also Unofficial Knucklehead on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us there. Share us there. Get the conversation going. Love y'all. See ya.